You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Broncos are 33-20 to win this on the money line. The Chiefs are 10-19 and this spread is 3.5. The Broncos plus 3.5 at 5-6 with the Kansas City Chiefs minus 3.5 at even money. This is an AFC West clash and undoubtedly one of the best matchups of the week. Both teams coming off a loss though here. The Chiefs are 10-4 after being beaten by the Titans, and the Broncos are 8-6 after being handily taken care of by the Patriots last weekend. And I think the loss against Tennessee for the Kansas City Chiefs last week, that was a big shot, Gil. The manner of the defeat as well, given the Chiefs were leading.
The manner of the defeat, certainly. Yeah, the Chiefs were up. They looked like they had that game sealed a couple times, and the Titans managed to come back both times and again kick the game-winning field goal, having done so after Andy Reid did the old freeze job on the kicker where he called a timeout and the kick still went off and missed. And then once you see that as a fan, you're like, oh no, now that he gets a legit shot, you know this is going through. And sure enough, 55-yarder for Ryan Succop of the Titans, who used to play for the Chiefs, by the way. But the Chiefs do need a victory. If they win, they're in the playoffs. That's how simple it is for the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are still trying to get to the AFC West title. They would need some help from the Colts beating the Raiders here, for starters. But the Chiefs right now are trying for both of those things, the playoffs and the AFC West title at best. Broncos, for them, it's pretty simple. And I know there's a scenario where they don't have to win both of their games to get into the playoffs, but really, if you're a Broncos fan, just know this, that scenario is negligible in terms of percentage probability. The Broncos basically have to win here against the Chiefs, and then they're going to have to beat the Raiders next week to make it back to the playoffs. This is the Super Bowl champions we're talking about. They're on the outside looking in, and you really can't blame Trevor Siemian, Dave. He, you know, were it not for Dak Prescott and earlier in the season Carson Wentz, we'd be talking about Trevor Siemian as a really respectable rookie quarterback. But his offensive line and his running game have completely failed him. Completely failed him. And so he's doing what he can. But, you know, look, Denver last week only ran for 58 yards against the Patriots. They were 2-for-17 on third downs. That's going to happen if you're one-dimensional. So they got to do something about that. 2-for-17 on third down is just awful. You know, by the way, the Chiefs, I should say, during the second halves of the last three games, they've only produced 9 points total in the third and fourth quarters. They haven't even, forget scoring a touchdown, they haven't even set up for a field goal in the second half of the last three games. So both teams really have to take care of some issues on offense.
It does set up as a defensive battle, definitely, Gil, and that's why the total points line is set at 37 here. The under 10-11 with the over in the betting at 10-11. Is that how you see it materializing then? Do you see it as a defensive battle?
I do. I do see it as a defensive battle, which is not really stepping out on a limb. It's going to be cold in Kansas City. Arrowhead Stadium is a really tough place for opponents to play. I think this is one of those proverbial games where the team that makes the key mistake, whoever blinks first, right, whoever flinches first, whatever the expression is, that's the team that is going to go down. And when it comes to mistakes, you know, look, in terms of our handicapping, can mistakes or can the inducing of mistakes be a predictive thing? Well, with the Chiefs, you know, look, they have made their hay. They give up a lot of yards on defense. You know, they're unlike the Broncos. The Broncos' defense is still the number one defense in football. They've got the number one pass defense, do the Broncos. Their problem is not on defense. Their problem is on offense and on special teams. Hasn't been good either way. The Chiefs, on the other hand, they give up a lot of yards on defense, but they lead the league in takeaways with 28 of them, and they have a plus 13 turnover differential, which is, you know, only second best. The only team that's better than that is the Raiders. But you ask yourself, okay, that's great, but is that something that we can rely upon with the Chiefs? Again, you know, there are teams that somehow have a knack for this. They are gamblers in the secondary. They sustain this for an entire season. I always bring up the 1983 Redskins. I know that goes a long way back. But the Redskins were plus 40-something in turnover differential that year, which is an NFL record that will never be broken. Every week they were plus three. That's how they played football. They just didn't give it up on offense. And they were able to get some great ball hawkers on defense. Chiefs are kind of like that. They are so mistake-free on offense. And keep in mind, even with that loss last week to the Titans in the waning seconds, the Chiefs have still won 20 of their last 24 regular season football games. That's unbelievable. We lose sight of that. And so much of that is just because they don't give the ball up. And you know what? I don't think they're going to give the ball up on Sunday night. I like the Chiefs here, especially now, Dave, that we're seeing some threes pop up.
Yes.
So if you can get the Chiefs minus three, that's a heck of a bet for me.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.